you, Ma'am Akshita, for providing me this opportunity. I'm really glad to talk on my own experiences, how I'm facing and I have faced the 820 winds, and how Dhamma is particularly helping me to face it more. I'll just start with the verse in Mangala Sutta saying that Futtasya loka dhammehi chittam yas janasam samkapati asokam virajam kheman etam mangala muttama, which means he whose mind does not flutter by contact with worldly contingences, sorrowless, stainless and secure, this is the supreme blessings. So this is what Mangala Sutta says, Futtasya loka dhammehi chittam yasanakampati asokam virajam kheman etam mangala muttama, whose mind does not flutter with these eight worldly beings, sorrowless, stainless, he strives in this world, and that's the supreme blessings. So the world living all the times blows in this samsara, and it's keep affecting you all the time. It's create difficulty for you all the time. But the Dhamma always helps you to be unmoved in many difficult situations, actually, with the worldly winds. But it's not that easy. As Subhuti always says, life is difficult. He used to say in Marathi, Jindagi Mushkil Hai, or Hindi, Jindagi Mushkil Hai. So life is always difficult because all the time your ego wants a pleasure. Your ego wants a gain. Your ego wants a praise. Your ego wants always a fame, not defame. But samsara is not like that. Life is not like that. You always faced with the difficulties, pleasure or pain. Sometimes criticism happens to you. Many people blame you. So you have to all the time face these eight worldly winds. In my case, when I refer to myself actually in regards to these eight worldly winds, what I found at the very beginning, at the age of 12, I lost my father. And that was a great loss for me. Sort of a fatherly shelter had just gone from my head, you could say, and I was a boy of nobody caring for. I was a boy actually who was sort of neglected in that small society as not having a father. But that loss actually, you know, which really was painful for me also. But Dhamma helps me to get rid of that. When I first came in contact with TBM, TBMHE, then I got a sort of a very friendly atmosphere there. I got love there. I got sort of a Kalyan Mitrata, spiritual friendship, which was sort of then for me a fatherly friendship to start with, warm friendship to start with. So that lost, actually, my father's lost was sort of a, it was a beard or with the order members where I was from, actually, they helped me to come out of that difficulty, not feeling now very insecure, not feeling that I am neglected. So that way, in my early Dhamma life, actually, Dhamma helped me, the order members helped me to get rid of this first worldly wind, actually, you know, as I experienced myself. I'm not going to talk about all the eight worldly winds. I'll just pick up one or two. So that the last is one thing, actually, I just picked up. Another thing happened, actually, regarding talking with the lost. I was working for the ordination team, and I was working for the TBMHE, and all of a sudden my job particularly was about to stop, and I was nearly losing my job because of certain reasons, and I was again a tremendous insecurity, financial insecurity, as well as there was a family dependent on me. So it was a sort of a strong insecurity feelings actually arose because of seeing that actually my job is going to lose. Again, a spiritual friendship comes to help me. One of my very close friend, Kalyan Mitra, which is Subhuti, really sort of encouraged me not to fear in that situation. Rather courageously stand on my legs actually, and he assured that don't worry, things will be fine. And he himself take initiative to secure my job. That way, sort of again, Hermione friendship really helps me to work on this tremendous worldly being, which was nearly taking away my job from me. So that way, I experienced that. Then another thing actually I experienced as I was a very young age ordained as a Dhammachari, just in 19 years, and I went to Aurangabad and I started taking responsibilities and giving talks. So many people started praising me. Even a older woman would come and she would touch my feet as I gave a good lecture. Actually, you know, she would do that. And as soon as she touches my leg, I used to feel that actually, you know, I should have been feeling pride, because pride is boosting you. So I got many opportunities actually where always pride was about to be boosting me, and I keep telling myself that actually, you know, means these things you are getting, it's because of Buddha, it's because of Dr. Ambedkar, and it's because of Bhante Sangharachita. Yes, you are contributing some karma into that, some positive karma into that, but don't get boosted by this praise. Don't get fatter by this praise actually, you know, means you got other side of your life also, which are not that appreciable. You need to work on that then. So that way I keep telling myself actually, without boosting myself or fattening myself like a frog actually, which one day just get burst. So that way I was working on myself, telling that actually, you know, there is always another side. So I've been always sort of faced with tremendous rejoice, and I always keep telling myself actually, you know, you have to be aware. Dhamma was helping me actually, my practice particularly was helping me to say that, look, Eshwarsagar, this could be taking you away from the Dharma, this could lead you to the egoistic side of you if you are not aware. And keep remembering that, keep coming back to the reality that there are many other things actually, many positive things I need to do, so I should not get fatter by this praise. As I was getting a praise actually, I was taking responsibilities, but there was a time actually, you know, when I faced strong criticism also. I started translating for Subhuti and Suvajrada. So it was my first starting actually on translating, and many senior order members, they immediately started criticizing how this boy who knows a very little bit about English and could stand in, with Subhuti and translate. So those kind of strong comments used to come, and it was really difficult to bear those strong comments. Again, Dhamma helps me, my patience helps me, particularly Kalamitata helps me, which keeps encouraging me that, okay, people will say this. If you are doing good thing, keep it doing. If there is anything you need to change in your translation, do that. But don't get upset, don't get disheartened, don't get discouraged. So that way Dhamma and Kalamitata keep always helping me. Then another thing I was faced with, that is again a strong criticism when I joined the ordination team. I was very young, and being young in the team, people wouldn't accept me actually immediately, easily, that how this young boy could be on the team. Team is very, really important. And then I have to really tell myself that actually I need to be patient. I need to prove myself with the practice of Dharma. I prove myself with the practice actually which I'm doing. So that way I was working on the criticism actually, is to get so many negative comments I had to face, but I worked through that. Recently, I've been, means we've been actually, not myself only, we've been just given a teaching by Subhuti. In that teaching, he says that one day people will give you a flower, and next day they will throw bricks to you. So remember that. If you get a flower one day, don't get fattened by that. Always remember, there is a brick coming. And if you get a brick, don't get disheartened. Remember always, there is a flower waiting for you. So that's been my practice actually, you know, whenever I get a praise, I think that there is somebody definitely blaming me for something. And if I get blamed, I always think that actually there are some people who might be praising for me, so I should not get fattened and disheartened. It's not easy actually, you know, means Dhamma again teach you another thing, that unless you have real insight into the Dharma, the eight worldly winds always keep moving you. Only the insight finally stops you moving in a real sense. I got a small story. I got a small story about it. A Zen master who was having a friend, very good friend. One day with his, the friend actually with his good practice, he thought to write a poem. And he wrote a poem like this. He wrote that, "Bowing with my highest respect to the Devas of Devas," that is Buddha, "whose fine light illuminate the whole universe. The eight winds cannot move me, for I am sitting upright on the golden purple lotus blossom." And he wrote this poem and sent it to this Zen master for the verification, and thought that actually he would get a praise, a strong praise in return. And that they later went to the Zen master, and Zen master only wrote one word and sent that back to this friend. And after, means as soon as that letter arrived, the friend thought that actually, you know, that this would be a sort of appreciation or acceptance or verification, proper verification of this poem. And as soon as he opens that letter, the only one word was written, and that was "fark," which "fark," F-A-R-T, "fark," which means utter nonsense. And the friend was very upset. He immediately crossed over the river, sailing the boat and crossed over the river. And as he just stepped down from the river, the master was there to waiting for him. And as soon as he got down, the friend asked him actually, "No, look, Zen master, being a very good friend, I can understand if you are not going to praise my poem, but how you could insult me? It's fine not to praise it, but how you could insult me?" And very innocently, being innocent, Zen master said that, "How could I? Because in your poem, you said that eight worldly winds cannot really move you. And how come actually you traveled immediately with that one word, cross over the river and come to here, when the eight worldly winds are really not moving you?" So merely saying that actually eight worldly winds are not affecting you is not enough. The only insight will really stop you moving from that. We can try with the Dharma not to really move. We can see it as a momentary. They will come and pass away. Yeah, if you could practice that, definitely will lead to have a lesson and lesson effect on us, and that will we can survive in this samsara. Thank you very much.